121 of the bill that was tabled by the Minister on the 20th. Now, it sets up a whole framework in which financial management grants and the sequenced way in which we are getting the support of municipalities in the implementation phase. The package of support also included a technical assistance program, which brought in 30 or international advisors to assist municipalities. Now, I can rank them off at the top of my head if you want, but it covers the length and breadth of the country, from the city of Cape Town to Johannesburg to Polokwane to Context, but you will be surprised to know that there are a number of
established the status for public-private partnerships, long-term contracts, and borrowing. That was good to get a financial understanding into the system of what is the financial debt and obligation. Other all outstanding financial statements, that was another key driver of the priority in the upfront. You mentioned at the time there, it was a quite big issue where a number of municipalities had not submitted the financial statements even before 1999, before the previous demarcation system. They were challenging funds for municipalities to get their records in order. At that time, what we have done is prioritize this as the first line response, trying to get this on the table, pull it out, get your opinion fixed, and then let's move on to the next step. So it was a sequence that we are trying to address that. And then, of course, working with other suppliers and to do four. Did you roll in responsibility of councillors and officials, given that where the local government transition act has come from, principles applied along the way, and then the amalgamation into the MFMA of the senior principles, we have to look at that expected definition of state, the roles and responsibilities of the councillors and you may know that members also probably have thought that at every election at the local level, there are a number of new councils coming to the system, which is encouraged. And it's encouragable to see the market is growing. But it does mean further training or instilling capacity building to all new councils continuously. And then on the preparation side, you can see we have the DVD, the councillors, we have the CDs, we have the public book. With an illustrated cartoon version of the council document, all the members to review it. This is on our website as well. It's available free to come to the office. We have to show it to provide free that we could provide. And then still to have to be on our website. Still compliance with dollars in the next big chapter. The Division of Revenue Act has developed a policy to the Division of Revenue Act in certain ways. What about framework for objectives to be achieved? What conditions here will be passed? And we will need municipalities to start to read for them both the spirit and the letter of this division to protect public funds. So that's what the problem is at the launch. Thankfully, we can report that we took a short break. We see the amount of work that is done behind it. The phasing of the regulations is the next issue. The same strategy is maintained. To get the investment regulations, the workshop with municipalities around the country, every regulation that we do is in the region. Under the MFMA, we get a standard procedure. We form a reference group of technicians made up of municipal officials and staff. We then large, medium, and small municipalities representing bodies of the so we don't miss out on the challenges that may occur. Preparing with that's what we come from. Then we take it further into a broader discussion. Two rounds of reference to the and we start to draft the policy. Before we get to that stage, we try first to do international research, and we bring that one to you for the first round. Then we continue, and we then look at what is appropriate in this so that we can contact the society and the community. That's where we put the after consulting, we also come to the house to the members here for everyday commitments and conditions for people to shape the best of the other and make sure that we can have a meeting with the house. And thereafter, it's an active mode. The effective date of the regulation is for us. When that happens, we then take that piece of regulation and issue a guide on it. Practical guidance, how to implement it. Don't just issue a regulation and leave it there, meaning in there. On the practical guide, we then do regional workshops. responded to these regulations, talked to three municipal officials throughout. So it's a non-exercise to issue a regulation. Now, the reason why we're approaching this is because we want to raise the awareness, we want to know that people can implement, and the back of this, we try to build a training program, structured formal training. Other presentations are found on the site. You might want to write a check to you to know that you're a company. Ask what we want. So, what is the question to be able to talk about? So, generally, these are the set of regulations that we have. Basis of the draft standards, the high country, social market, medium, and then there's disclosure which is around the borrowing to ensure that there is effective borrowing, but borrowing is done in the way that we expect all the principles in the end of the book up and the transparency. Then the middle competency is what we spoke about. Here we've got 5 years to implement the transition for municipality is 5 years. So if moving out the timeline that is being given is what you can see. Then we have the asset transfer regulation which we presented to the joint committee just in the last month. Then the planning initiatives that on implementation. We talk to the staff and then when we come through the plan. It's around how can we get the effect of all these different pieces of legislation. The approach, and I said this up front, the approach is to issue guidance to certain performance. If this point is, I'm going to show you all the people in the circular that now 25 seconds. And for the plan, look at revenue and look at expenditure and then start.
Provide some solutions with those problems, including as well assistance. of the covering plans, and also try to come up with like the initial action in terms of controlling financial problems, as well as reviewing, assisting in the review, monitoring, and also the support in the implementation of recovery plans to ensure that the outcomes are sustainable. It also includes assisting in coordinating the action towards assisting in resolving financial problems in municipalities, in particular to avoid duplication. What we have done last year, we undertook a research where we said there has been intervention in the past. Now, we said it's critical that we have engagement with colleagues in the province. I'm talking about provincial centers, including the Department of Local Government in the province, as well as municipalities where intervention has been made. So we said, let's just look at over a period across 05, 06 to 07 and say there has been intervention. Now, we'd like to review those interventions and to use that as a basis to come up with any best practice or any guidance in terms of interventions, including recovery plans. We looked at the legislative basis of intervention in terms of the 9 problems, because we had issues in all the 9 problems. There were 34 interventions. By that, we're talking about informal and formal interventions. The formal interventions are those which were largely instituted based on the Constitution Section 139, and already we have 2 which is linked to Section 137 of MFMA. And we looked at corrective actions which were undertaken, including any support to resolve financial problems. And as I mentioned, the intention is that the outcome of the success would inform. And at this stage, we are waiting. We're preparing technical material. We should assist both the national and the provincial officials in terms of any development of recovery plan, including interventions which are instituted through MFMA. And there are a number of lessons which we picked up in terms of the outcome of the research. One of them includes the fact that unless there's that ownership, unless there's corporate commitment in resolving financial problems by the municipalities, including cancer, we can come with the best recovery plan, but there will never be any success. We can come with support, but there will never be any success. So we need that the ownership, we need that commitment and the cooperation in that regard. And also, some of the findings that there has been an inappropriate flow through the implementation of the plan. Certain areas were identified, but to a certain extent, systems were not put in place, critical points were not put in place. As a result, the plan did not necessarily yield the result it was intended. And we also say to ourselves, going forward with the work that we do, if we have to assist municipalities in resolving financial problems, it's very critical that we improve our coordination as officials, national, including provincial, to avoid duplication. That we use all our efforts, resources, financial resources, and human resources for one goal, that is to assist municipalities in resolving financial problems. And we have communicated that in the coordination meeting, MFMA coordination meeting with the week in the province, including correspondence has been sent to the HMG. And we also agree that it's critical that we are informed as national children when intervention undertaking the informal or informal, which is as a result of financial problems. And as well, any assessment of any of those financial problems, we will appreciate to get that information and also to assist in the development of the country, including the implementation. So, this is what we have done thus far in terms of the work around the but looking forward is that in terms of the materials that we develop, we'll engage with the officials in the province on how we take this work forward so that we are seeing the need for the time to implement the new
Thank you.
Sprechen und dann wird er wiederholen auch sprechen und dann beginnen wir damit. Come meet, go in the paper, we'll invite him. Accredited LGBT accredited service provider for all our training. In the aim of decentralizing training. We have also asked accredited service providers to submit their material for content validation by the instructor. Validation is using detective content is in line with aqua record requirements. Detective keeps the MSFA report. Upon this also, I'd like to all municipalities to attend training and skills development. Commission regulations required for control of the state will be cancelled in January and July annually. And those reports in the country should contain skills training programs that we go through. The next slide, slide 44. An overview of the presentation. The vision and underlying principles and forms and volumes. first maybe three slides until the one where we are looking. The last members situation in the slide. So those are some information that slide can be the most slide ever. The other is the management arrangements and commitment to the MFMA contact program. When we requested feedback on the program, we looked at the responses that said yes to the broader commitment and management arrangements in the reform. So they were structuring some implementation plan that set up the program. Now, the first green and black system is blocked, the block. This is the material for 405 for a high stress, medium, low, and low medium stress. And that's the yellow for 506, and the blue one can see from this research that there has been a steady progress small materials trying to get to the implementation stage announcing the kind of management commitment and reform. And you will see started off around just below just about the 80% range, 83%. And it's now sitting around 90%. So that progress can be measured and monitored. The next slide is 12.